We are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday at 4 p.m. for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discarder Radio.
Discarder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Well, it's 5 o'clock Tuesday, and due to a scheduling conflict, we're starting an hour late, but better late than never. It's a new month, it's a new day, it's a brand new Discarder. And this is Best New Track by Kool. And you listen to Discarder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Kool closing out the Victory Square Block Party this past weekend. We'll recap that and so much more coming up in the show right here on Discarder Radio. Discarder Radio, CITR 101.9, starting today a little bit late, 1 hour late, better late than never. That was Kool with brand new track. Kool was the last band to play at the Victory Square Block Party this past weekend. Hey guys, what's up? This is Wade, along with my co-host as always,
DJ CJ.
In the house.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy? Happy September.
Thank you very much. What a dreary day to start off the month, but
it's kind of indicative of a lot of people's feelings about starting, you know, this next chapter of the year, if you will.
That is true.
It's funny too, because it wasn't perfect weather all summer, but we had a great summer, lots of amazing weather. Mm-hmm. And this is, you know, it was the odd gray day, a bit of rain here and there, but today like is the worst downpour we've had in like 6 months, it feels like.
It's brutal. But But I feel happy that a lot of people are like enjoying the first day of school, as I can tell from just walking around here in the Student Union building here at the CITR headquarters in UBC. People are pretty happy about getting back to class. So
there is definitely a new energy compared to the last time we were here on campus a week earlier when everybody was still in summer mode. Mm-hmm. Speaking of the first day of school, CJ, you're back in school as well.
Yes, sir, I am.
Yes. Why don't you tell the fine folks listening what you're up to now these days?
Well, a big shout out to the Nimbus School of Recording Arts. I just got in. I'm super excited. Going to be studying sound design.
Awesome. Congrats. You already do it so well. I only imagine amazing things you're going to do after they finish with you there for the next, what, year? 18 months?
1 year.
1 year.
I'm going to go pro.
Nice. I thought you were pro already, but
I'm semi-pro.
Maybe I'm just easily impressed. Cool, man. Well, yeah, CJ's gonna be along for the next for this season. So, along with myself, I'm not back to school, but nonetheless, I'm gonna be back here at UBC.
Definitely. Step back and go talk about Victory Square.
Yes, we mentioned that off the top. Cool played the track we played off top, best new track by Cool. Mm-hmm. They were the closing band. It was an amazing day down there at Victory Square for our 10th annual Victory Square Block Party. Thanks again to Music Waste, who we partnered with on this festival, as well as Audio Pile was also one of their major sponsors.
And Safe Amp Society, Girls Rock Camp, Hastings Crossing, BIA, a whole bunch of people. Factor as well.
Of course, got to factor that one in there. It was a great event happening at the corner of Canby and Hastings with an amazing musical lineup of up-and-coming and some staple Vancouver bands. Yep, get the lineup right here. The day started off at 3 o'clock. Supermoon, who actually is gracing a brand new Discorder cover.
That's right.
All being well, we'll get JC Gibb, the editor in chief of Discorder magazine, to come on in and talk to us a bit about the upcoming September issue. But a great day that included Nervous Talk, Purple Heart Social Club, Fountain, Dead Soft, The Shilohs, Tough Age, and as mentioned off the top, Cool to close out the show. I unfortunately only get to see about the first half of it, but CJ, you were there for a little longer. What was your personal highlight?
Well, I was there because CITR live broadcasted the entire thing from the Mint Records office up on the Dominion building. Shout outs to Randy for letting us do that.
Very cool.
There were a couple of audio issues, to be honest, but you know, that's how it goes in the tech world. You know, things got to go, but it was fantastic. I really enjoyed the first couple of bands. Then Dead Soft absolutely killed it. Fountain was amazing too. Big shout outs to both the drummers, from the girl from Fountain and I believe Graham from Dead Soft. Excellent drummers, both of them. And of course, Shiloh's, everybody was head bobbing, and Cool just brought down the house.
Nice. It looked like, again, I wasn't there for the second half, but I was getting pictures and updates sent to me all the way. It looked like it got really pretty jam packed there. Do you think? On Facebook, they said over 1,300 people had said they were going to attend the event.
Well, you know, I don't think that many people showed up because I guess the rain put a damper on people's motivation in the beginning. Mm. But I think at least 500 people showed up.
It was gorgeous. I mean, I'd say around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I had a nice little sunny stretch there too.
True, but yours truly had to show up there at 11 a.m. and it was pouring.
He's such a hard worker, ladies and gentlemen. DJ CJ in the house.
Volunteering.
Doing his thing here for us at CITR, the clutch coordinator that he is. Thanks again, CJ. And thanks again to everybody else who was involved for this past Sunday's extremely successful Victory Square Block Party, the 10th annual installment. Let's play some music now from some of the bands that graced the stage this past Sunday. We're going to hear from Dead Soft, and following that, we're going to hear from Fountain, a couple of bands that really impressed over the weekend. So this is a track from their brand new album, Emergency, Dead Soft, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Hi, I'm Hoxley Workman.
Hi, I'm Parker Bosley.
And I'm Steve Bays, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on 101.9 CITR Radio, Vancouver.
And this is Mounties!
And this is Mounties! But seriously, it is Mounties.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Music continues right now with a band that played as part of the Nootka Sound Festival this past weekend. It's Hollow Moon, Don't Know Why, Discorder Radio. We'll come right back and chat with editor-in-chief of Discorder Magazine, J.C. Gibb, about the upcoming September issue on Discorder Radio.
Thank you.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, Hollow Moon with Don't Know Why. And Hollow Moon was part of this past weekend's Nootka Sound Festival, which was taking place over 2 days at the Rickshaw and the Astoria. Nootka Sound Festival is the evolvement of last year's Sunfest. Last year was featuring mostly just local artists. This year they expanded and include a few internationals, including Together, Pangea, and we're not sure if it's Jaco Gardner or Jaco Gardner. Maybe JC Gibb can provide a little insight. They are from the Netherlands.
No insight on my side. Sorry.
No worries. Well, JC, good to have you with us here on the first day of school.
So exciting.
So much is happening. First day of school, first day of the unofficial fall season, despite, you know, whatever, 20 days left of summer. And a brand new Discorder issue is out. Well, as of, it was ready. Great job getting it ready in time for the Victory Square Block Party on the weekend.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was pretty funny because Supermoon are on the cover, and they're also on the cover of Megaphone, which was like one of the partners for Victory Square. And then I was talking.
Supermoon. So hot right now.
I was talking to one of the Megaphone salespeople. I'm like, oh, Supermoon's on your cover too. And we were like watching Supermoon playing at the same time. And Supermoon.
It was a Meta Moon.
Yeah. Oh, good band name.
Yeah. Well, we've just had it went from Hollow Moon to Supermoon. Maybe we'll get to a Meta Moon at some stage in the future. There's a Dead Moon as well.
Dead Moon?
Yeah.
It's like one of those band names where, like, for a while it was like Ghosts, or like it was like Dead Voices, Dead Ghosts. I can't remember what the other ones were.
Dead Soft.
Oh, yeah, Dead Soft, yeah.
And they've had a lot of, I feel like Dead Soft has been like the band of the month here at Discorder Radio. Whoa. I mean, they had their album.
I thought Cool was the band of the month.
No, Cool was the band of the summer.
They're all, Cool TV.
We were actually discussing this off air. Please, help clarify what's happening with Cool or Cool. What is it? Is it Cool?
They're Cool TV now.
When did that come about?
I don't know. I guess in the last month or so.
Was it just too hard to Google them? Is that what happened?
Googling Cool TV isn't necessarily like more distinguishable. it also was one of their tracks though on, I think it was Best New Music.
Their track too, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's still an awesome name. Like, true. I liked Cool, but
I know
Cool
the band. Whenever it's yeah. And then cool, a whole plethora cool. of puns would just evolve.
They probably got sick of the puns. That's right. Probably they felt like they had no other option but to change their name from Cool to like Cool TV.
And that was probably the like lowest amount of effort involved. Let's just add two more letters.
Yeah, going back to Supermoon, they were awesome. Did you see them at Victory Square?
I did. Unfortunately, as I was saying before, I didn't get a chance to stay late. Had a wedding to go to. Damn love.
Darn institutions of love.
But they were great. Lovely ladies as well. Had a chance to chat with them. Got a nice photo of them holding up their Discorder cover issue as well as the Megaphone cover issue. Yeah. it's on the Twitterverse. You can follow us at Discorder Radio if you want to see that picture. But great little show. I didn't realize that they were the formerly known as the band Movie Land.
Three of them were in Movie Land, and then a quarter were in Pups. So, really exciting. And then I think also one of them was in Cult Babies too. I feel like that was one.
Speaking of Cult Babies, they were involved in we should do a little special shout out as well here. Ryan Rizel, who has been an institution of his own here at CITR, he graced the cover of West End Magazine wearing nothing except for a vinyl record covering his goods, basically, in the hallways of CITR.
It was a Herschel
backpack.
Of course it was a Herschel backpack.
Oh, my bad. I knew he was mostly naked and in...
No, there was another shot with him just wearing a vinyl record.
Okay. Yeah.
That was with our own recording week.
Yeah. Different nude photo of Ryan Rizel.
And also
it's one of many.
Yeah.
During the baseball tournament last year, I believe he posed pretty well close to nude in the photo as well.
Don't post those on the cloud.
But sure, you know, why not? Okay, and also Cult Babies, who we did mention, they happen to play Ryan's special send-off fundraiser. He's off to Germany for school for a year, I believe.
I think he's just traveling, actually.
Wow. Very cool.
Is he? Or is he in school? I don't know.
We should get our facts straight here. A lot of this is just hearsay. But anyways, Ryan has been a great supporter, great friend, and a great voice at the station. He did most of our PSAs. If you ever get a chuckle listening to this show, some of the PSAs, most likely that was Ryan Rizal's voice that you would have heard. So best of luck to Ryan. Alvidasane. And Dankeschön for all you've done for us here at CITR. And in honor of that, let's play Cult Babies, who played your fundraiser after the Victory Square block party on Sunday night. And then, JC, we'll come back. We'll chat a little more about the September issue at that point. So let's do this track by...
Just before that, I want to play a really hilarious content warning that Ryan made. And it's for Ryan. Here's to you.
Let's do that.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing. And I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
There you go, Ryan Rizal. Safe travels. And on to that, let's play some Cult Babies right now on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Don't you want devoted followers who leave their families for you, give their money to you, give their bodies to you, give up their lives for you, consider you God, and will kill for you?
I love you.
We're back on Discord Radio. That was Cult Babies for Ryan Rizal, who's off to Germany for a year. Yeah, good stuff. Good sounding. What track was that there, CJ?
That was Cult Baby Blues off their Cult Babies EP.
Classic. And they, of course, played the Discord Radio, the Discord Magazine reformat party back in January and did a great job.
Hard to believe that was almost a year. It's
crazy. Nine months. 9 months.
I guess that was that was in February because it was the February issue.
Yeah, Hollow Moon was the cover for that new issue. Yeah.
Okay, never mind. It hasn't been that long
at all. bit of a throwback to the winter kind of theme going on here today as we kick off the fall, funny enough. Now, we were talking before our little sidebar about Ryan, about the band Supermoon, who are on fire right now, gracing the cover of two local Vancouver magazines, and opening the show at Victory Square Block Party. Mm-hmm. Actually, there's two ways to go with this. I wonder if we want to talk more a bit about the September issue or talk more about the performance at Victory Square, because you're heavily involved with both conversations, JC.
I don't know. We could... I don't know.
Letting it go, just going with the flow here today.
We can just kind of mention a little bit more about Supermoon. I think they're playing the Live at Lunch here at UBC. I think they're playing here on Thursday.
Fine Times. It's playing on Thursday, but they are playing...
Monday. Okay, it's Monday. They're playing. They're playing a show at Rainbow Connection on Thursday.
Busy Lays.
Yeah, just everywhere.
Yeah. Are they going to Rifflandia too?
No. But
you sure about that?
Yeah. No. No. Yes, I am sure that no. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, they're really awesome. I know they've been doing some recording some demos, which is really exciting. They're hoping to have something like. In the next month or so.
And did they give you a special unreleased song as well? Is that to understand?
the Supermoon World debut. Well, because we've started doing a Discorder playlist on SoundCloud to go with each issue. So it usually just includes a couple of the bands that we featured in the issue. Sometimes it's just like tracks that are related to a feature. So, for example, we had the 1080p article. We had a couple of releases from some like Vancouver artists. So just trying to make like the playlist as like Discord centric as possible while also being like really kick ass. So I emailed Selena, who's the drummer for Supermoon, and asked her, like, since three of the members were in Movie Land before, I asked her like, oh, should I like use some Movie Land songs, or should I like, what should I do? Like, would that be too confusing? And she sent me like a couple of the demos that I could use for the playlist. So hopefully she's okay with me playing them. They are demos, so keep that in mind. But they're also like really sweet. So let's play one of them.
Okay, yeah. Let's hope we're not breaking the rules or offending anybody.
Forgive me, Supermoon.
But even if we're breaking the rules, we're also breaking new ground by being probably the first radio station to play this track. Here we go. Okay, you know what, Supermoon? You know, again, they're on fire right now. They're cover of two magazines, opening the block party. I'm sure we can dabble with one of their demos. Even if this rocks their confidence a little bit, their confidence has got to be so damn high these days. So let's play this track right now. Grounded, the demo from Supermoon. Thank you very much, Jay-Z Gibb, for helping us with this one. And you listen to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We'll be right back.
Considering studying abroad? Visit the Study and Go Abroad Fair on Saturday, September 27th at the Vancouver Convention Center East Wing to meet top universities from around the world offering postgrad, undergrad, and diploma programs abroad. Visit the Travel Zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. Expo opens at 1 p.m., but come early at noon for our feature seminar on scholarships. Admission is free. Check the website for more info at studyandgoabroad.com.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Hi, I'm Steve Williams from Deep Seated, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thanks very much, Steve Williams, and thanks very much, Ryan Rizel. Funny enough, he was talking about the Study and Go Abroad Fair. Maybe that's why we thought he was going to Germany. Please email us and clarify so we can stop this confusing rant. In the meantime, JC, who is off to help coordinate some things for our Discorder members meeting, our contributors meeting, which will be happening tonight at 6 o'clock. In the meantime... while he's doing that, he also mentioned Live at Lunch, Supermoon, who we played before the break there. They'll be playing on Monday at Live at Lunch. Live at Lunch goes on for the next 2 weeks. Basically, we set up a stage right outside in the North Sub Plaza, as it's called.
No, I believe the location has changed because the AMS has set up another stage there.
Oh, so it's a little competing now.
Yeah, so I think our stage is at the Kerner Plaza, where the Kerner Library is.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. A lot more traffic.
This is true.
Although quite a lot of rain.
Yes. War Baby, I wonder how they fared today in the rain.
I'm not sure. It was a rough time.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll get a report from a couple of guys that were down there. But we got a great week ahead in terms of weather, which will mean probably a great week ahead in terms of turnout, for a great week ahead in terms of great music. And some of the music that it includes this week is a band called Village, who actually graced the cover of Discorder magazine last October, I believe it was. And they'll be playing tomorrow at Live at Lunch. So if you're in the neighborhood, come check it out. Kerner's Plaza, I've just been told by the man who knows it all, DJ CJ. 12 o'clock is when it gets going. Village is playing, so let's play some Village right about now. This track is called Stranger Thoughts. And you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll come back with a couple other bands that are playing Live at Lunch this week just to tickle your fancy here on Discorder Radio. We'll be right back. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. That was Stranger Thoughts by Village, who will be playing tomorrow right here at UBC as part of the Live at Lunch special we have going for the next 2 weeks. Got a stage set up in Kerner's Plaza. We got lots of great music, including Purple Heart Social Club, who, by the way, played Victory Square Block Party, Royal Streets, Supermoon, who also played the Block Party, Flynn Tents, and these guys who are playing on Thursday. Yes, haven't heard from these guys in a while, but I saw Jeff a couple days ago and he mentioned they got some new music coming out in the near future. Hopefully hear some of that tomorrow, Thursday. This is Fine Times on Discord Radio.
Drew Gonzalez from Cobo Town, and you're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. We heard Fine Times there with Lions. They're playing Thursday here at UBC at Live to Lunch. Prior to that, Stranger Thoughts by Village, who are playing tomorrow. And in case you're wondering about where you can find out about all these great upcoming events, just pick up your brand new copy, the brand new September issue of Discorder Magazine with Supermoon gracing the cover, in case we hadn't mentioned it already. And they're playing Live at Lunch as well on Monday, by the way. And a nice little neat section there. Turn to page 15, and there's a whole nicely organized section of all the great music coming up, including the Live at Lunches. We have the Shindig starting later this month. We've got the Fringe Festival happening. That starts on Thursday as well, and it's going to be 11 days of amazing performances, 700 performances, in fact, this year, 91 artists, over 20 venues. Most of it happens at Granville Island. And afterwards, some say the best part of the Fringe Fest is the social element of the Fringe Fest. Everybody, after they watch their shows, they usually head on over to the Fringe Bar, the Saint Ambois Fringe Bar at the Agro Cafe in the courtyard there, and get a chance to chat with other festival goers and performers.
Absolutely. And also want to point out that CITR will be doing a live broadcast, as always, every year.
Nice. Do you know for which? We don't know that yet. We're a little excited today. We're just saying things we're excited about without actually fully researching all the details.
My apologies, listeners.
It's okay. Obviously, our enthusiasm exceeds our professionalism, but
basically, stay tuned. We will be live broadcasting.
But there is some great music happening, including the O'Wells, Jordan Klassen, Louise Burns, Bocephus King, and I haven't heard of these guys, but Percheron, I guess, is the band that's going to kick it all off on Thursday night, playing as part of the Fringe Bar at Saint Ambois Fringe Bar and Beer Garden at the Agro Cafe in Granville Island. So lots of great music, as well as lots of great performances. Another thing that's happening this week, of course, is the AMS Backyard Barbecue.
Woohoo.
Yeah.
Rename.
The rename.
Well, I guess it was renamed from the Welcome Back Barbecue.
Yes.
To the Backyard Barbecue.
Or the First Week Barbecue?
No, it's the Backyard Barbecue, because it's basically in the backyard of the sub.
Basically, yeah. Or the North Sub Plaza, as some call it.
Yeah.
The former location of Live at Lunch, to bring back that conversation.
Sure.
While we're just saying things like off without research in here, so are we going to play some of that other band that was, are we going to move on to the First Week Back bands? Are we going to play?
Are you talking about some Percheron?
Oh, I was talking about the band that's playing next Tuesday. Starts with an F.
Lintets.
Are we playing some of them?
Yes, we are.
Okay, it was very casual here today. The first day back. We're still in summer mode, as everybody else is kind of getting back to school. Flintets are playing as part of
Live at Lunch
next Tuesday, or is it Monday? Monday or Tuesday?
No, Flintets are playing Monday, September 8th.
And Supermoon September 9th. Yes. I've been getting that wrong all day. We're off to a great start here. Let's just play Flintets and let the music speak for itself. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9.
Just
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 Flintettes. They are playing. You know, let's just, yeah, we got lots of music to get to. We only have a few minutes left on the show. Flintettes are playing Live at Lunch next Monday, September 8th. And it is the Welcome Back Barbecue, the happening on Friday. We're going to do a live broadcast right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We got an amazing lineup. We're going to play some music for you and come back and tell you more about some of the bands that are playing. This is one of the bands that is playing. They are called We Are the City, from Kelowna originally. And this track is called Bottom of the Lake, from We Are the City on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Bottom of the Lake from We Are the City, who are playing this Friday as part of the Welcome Back Barbecue, the AMS Welcome Back Barbecue, Backyard Barbecue, the renamed Backyard Barbecue, taking place in the North Sub Plaza behind the Sub. Of course, McInnis Field housed many a block party and many a Welcome Back Barbecue over the last few years, but that location is now being transformed into to make way for some new things that are happening here at UBC. But quick note on We Are the City, that song is off the album Violent, which is actually the soundtrack to a brand new film that they are working on with a production house called The Amazing Factory. They were involved in this film that was shot in Bergen, Norway. It was premiered at Cannes this year, and We Are the City taking some major artistic steps in their career with this new album. And I'm very excited to see them perform here on Friday at the AMS.
Same here, absolutely.
Barbecue. Yeah.
It'll be fun.
It'll be great. And I hope to check out this film, too. It looks like a great trailer. The film is called Violent. Check it out online. If you just Google Violent by Amazing Factory or We Are the City, it'll be sure to come up. Okay. We're just about out of time for today. Thanks again for JC for joining us and all the bands that we get a chance to play, and all the bands we get a chance to witness at the Victory Square Block Party, all the bands we're excited to see at Live at Lunch over the next 2 weeks, and all the bands we're excited to see this Friday here at UBC as part of the AMS Backyard Barbecue, including these guys, the Tourist Company, who are playing alongside Good for Grapes, Ryan Hemsworth, My Gay Husband, Sabota, and a few others. It's all happening this Friday right here at UBC. And we're going to play Tourist Company right now on CITR. This track is called Irrepressible Future. And we are excited for a future of great music, at least this week here at UBC. I'm Wade, along with DJ CJ. Thanks for listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Such wonder cannot be hid. Don't look to the distant future. We're living the golden age. We took flight, but we want more. This world has lost its charm. We need a change of scene. Stop this race, begin it now. Fate lies beyond the clouds. We're never turning. All together, we're building the highest tower. Fall into the boldest headlines. You'll never believe what's next. We took flight, but we want more. This world has lost its charm. We need a change of scene. Stop this race, begin it now. Faith lies beyond the clouds. Change of scene. Start this race, begin it now. Faith lies beyond.